Coach Laura Sharp joins us right now, and coaches, I look at this thing, and this was nothing but a gritty, gutty performance by your team tonight to really pull this thing out and get the 10-point win, 67-57. You only have seven players on the bench. You had two foul out, and you had some other players who were right there on the edge as well. Your thoughts about this one? This is a big win at home for you.
It is a nice win for us, and I'm sure it won't be our last gritty, tough, ugly win that we have. But, you know, I thought we played a pretty good first half. I thought we scored the ball well. We finished plays well. We still had we thought we could have been up 20 at halftime, you know, missing all those layups. And then the second half, we really just didn't finish very well around the rim either. We got multiple opportunities. I'm just proud that we weathered the storm. Obviously, we made our free throws tonight better than we'd had in the past, and that really was the difference in tonight's game. I thought we did a decent job of taking care of the basketball. We made our free throws. You know, I thought we could have rebounded just a little bit better on their end. We only out-rebounded them by one. That's kind of our identity, is that we do try to be a great rebounding basketball team. But really proud of the toughness from Mykel Chin. And I know that's ridiculous that I chest bumped her out there, but just really proud of her and the guts that she has. And I feel like she's really tried to step up with the changes that have occurred on our team. And she didn't shoot a great percentage from the field, but she had a lot of rebounds. She took care of the ball and dished it out.
Boy, that she did. And four gals in double-digit scoring for you here, with two of them with 14. And Kanae Green, how about Kanae Green coming on strong too as well? 14 for her tonight. Tamara Jones with 14. 13 out of Pope and 12 out of Mykel Chin. Everybody scored except Brittany Maxwell. Not that she didn't try, not that she didn't put some quality minutes on the floor. It just didn't work out for her tonight to get loose down there. One of the things it seemed like that Coach Thompson was trying to do was to get our gals to commit fouls early on. They were trying to hang all over them and bump them around down inside the lane. And I thought that certainly we got plenty of fouls called on us, but nevertheless, we kept our head for the most part.
I'm really proud of the maturity that we showed in today's game. And, you know, there was a point in time that I really wanted to panic. But it's one of those things where there's nothing that you can do about it. And you have to weather through it. You got to show some guts, and you got to find a way to win the basketball game. And I thought we showed a lot of fight. But Kanae Green was huge tonight. I'm really proud of her performance that she had. She played with confidence. She played really, really hard. She had that tough and one finish in the lane in the first half. And, you know, just really proud that she stepped up today. She was a big difference in today's game. I thought Talia Pope was huge tonight. She rebounded the ball okay and finished some plays on the interior. Obviously, a kid like her, you know, we're playing her in the post. She's literally playing 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for us. Obviously, Mykel Chin played 40 minutes. We never had to sub her out. She was able to stay out of foul trouble. But if she would have been, Dali would have played the 2. She played the 3. She played the 4. She played the 5. And she doesn't complain about it. She just, can you go in and play the post? Yeah, I got it, coach. And I thought she went in and competed and tried to play really physical and played some really major minutes for us tonight.
Well, now you take your number 10 ranking on the road, too, as well, and your 18-1 mark, and, of course, 4-1 in conference play. This is going to be the 6th conference game for you coming up on Saturday night up at the Birdcage at Cloud County Community College there in Concordia. Coach Brett Erkenbrock and his Lady Thunderbirds, always tough to play there at the Birdcage. Talk about this team. They look like they're kind of a muscle bunch as well.
They are. They're going to be the normal Cloud County. They've got good talent. They run 3 out, 2 in. They're very interior dominant. They have the culture kid from last year who's shooting the ball very well for them. I think she's got like 40-some made three-pointers on the season, 2.5 a game. You know, she'll obviously be a big part of our defense. They really try to pound the ball inside. We're going to have to try to find a game plan that's going to protect ourselves from foul trouble. They're tough to zone because they do have two kids that really shoot it on the perimeter. So we're going to have to get creative and come up with a scheme to try to, you know, get us through the first half out of foul trouble. And, you know, that's what saved us today is, you know, Tamara actually stayed out of good foul trouble in the first half And, you know, and that's really what we got to do. We got to play really smart basketball. The game plan's not going to be a whole lot different on the offensive end. We got to look to try to grind possessions out. But Cloud is a good basketball team. They beat Midland, Texas two times. They beat Coffeyville. They lost to Iowa Western because they turned it over under their basket late in the game. They should have won the game when Iowa Western was ranked fifth in the country. They have a good basketball team. We've got to go up there and play at a high level to get it done.